What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Jeff, how are you, man?
Hey, JR. That was a crazy U.S. basketball game today. I know that's not why I'm here, but it was pretty entertaining.
Hey, listen, LeBron James, is too late for him to play tight end? Too late?
You know what? I am more than happy if he wants to play tight end, but I kind of like him dominating as a point forward on the basketball court. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, let's see what he does for Team USA. Dragon. Them along right now. Well, yeah, that was a good game, Jeff. I know we got a lot of good NFL games coming this upcoming season. It's still summertime. It still is. We're entering into training camp. Let's get down to brass tacks. Jordan Love. We heard Gutekunst today telling us that the man is at work. He's not going to practice until a deal is done. They expect it to be this week. Maybe, probably. Is he going to be the highest paid dude in the league? Is he going to sit at 55 mil?
I think so. You know, if Jordan Love is there and he's not practicing, that's telling me a deal's going to be done sooner rather than later, right? But this is where I'm concerned. Outside, from week 11 on, you could argue he was the best quarterback in the NFL. 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, highest passer rating from week 11 to week 18. But are you really going to pay a guy $55 million, $56 million a year for 8 good games in his career? That's what I'm worried about. And, you know, can we, like, pump the brakes on this kid before we crown him the next whoever? Like, at this time last year, we called Jalen Hurts a top 3, top 4 quarterback in the league, and now he's not even top 10.
Wow. Well, that leads me to the next question, Jeff. I know you cover the Eagles quite thoroughly. Do you not think the Eagles are going to bounce back, especially with this addition to Saquon, especially with all the cornerbacks that they drafted? A little bit of a bounce back year for the Eagles and Hurts, right?
I would think so, yeah. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to have 21 giveaways like he did last year. And look, Jalen Hurts battled a knee injury all throughout the year. He could have, you know, he did his best to hide it, but you could tell, right? And he even give us the whole, well, I'm not wearing a knee brace. It's more like a sleeve type thing. I'm like, oh, okay, Jalen, you're still, you know, you're not limping because you're a strong dude, but it's clearly affecting you. And the Eagles tried to hold him back from his strength, which was running the football. And outside the tush push, he really didn't run the football that much or that effectively. If they can get him back to that with this offense, and again, like you said, JR, Saquon's there now. That's going to take a lot of pressure off him. I think Jalen's due for a bounce back year. You know, I think he's more of the player we saw in 22 than what we saw in 23. But if he can be if he can just meet the Eagles halfway there, they're going to win 11, 12 games.
Without a shot of a doubt, Jeff Kerr is joining us, covers all things NFL for CBS. Well, we know the money is up there for the quarterbacks now. Okay, Trevor Lawrence is at 55. You think about Herbert is sitting around at 52. Hurts is not far behind him at 51. That's the number. It really doesn't matter where you are, you know, in a pecking order, what you've won. That's pretty much the number. For somebody like Dak Prescott, who's been around the block for quite some time now, where do you think his number is going to fall? And are the Dallas Cowboys going to have to overpay next season?
I think Dak could make $60 million, JR. I really do. And his body of work speaks for itself, right? I don't want to hear, and look, I criticize the guy a lot for his playoff record too, but if you're just looking at the complete body of work and what this guy has done, he's worth more than $55 million just based on what the market is dictating. Like, he could be a $60 million quarterback in free agency if he gets to that point. And I think the Cowboys have handled this so foolishly. They should have paid Dak Prescott last year before he was top 3 in the MVP. And, you know, Dak had his case to be MVP last year. You know, he obviously didn't win it, but he definitely had a shot at it. And Dak's got all the leverage right now because Dak's going to come out the winner either way. He's going to get paid by somebody, whether it's the Cowboys or whoever. And I'm sure he doesn't have to force the Cowboys to say, pay CeeDee Lamb, because he needs to get paid, right? They got paid CeeDee Lamb. They got paid Micah Parsons. They got paid Dak. I just don't know what this franchise is going to do. And if I'm Dak, if things don't go the way he wants them to this year, I would go to a team that values him and can pay him the most money. And you get what you can get at, what's Dak now, 31, I believe. He's a guy that he's going to get paid a lot of money, and he rightfully deserves it.
Oh, Jeff, you talk about Dak, and we know the Dallas Cowboys like to make everybody sweat. You got Mike McCarthy hanging on by a thread. Dak Prescott, no contract. You mentioned CeeDee Lamb. When you see wide receivers, Justin Jefferson is now set the market at 35 per, highest paid wide receiver in the game. What do you think CeeDee Lamb's deal is going to look like? And are we looking at someone who's not going to hold in, but someone who will hold out?
Yeah, that's going to be – I think A.J. Brown's a good barometer for CeeDee Lamb, right? A.J. Brown's getting $33 million a year, I believe. It's around that number. I think CeeDee Lamb could fall between Jefferson and Brown. And I think if you look on the numbers last year, he probably should get paid a little more than Brown. But now you got Amon-Ra St. Brown making a lot of money. Like, are the Cowboys really going to wait until Ja'Marr Chase gets paid? Because Ja'Marr Chase might reset the market too. The Bengals haven't paid him yet. And, right now Justin Jefferson's the bar, but the bar could be raised. And the longer the Cowboys wait, the more they're going to have to pay these guys. And, I mean, you're Dallas. You really going to just let this guy hold out? Your best receiver in an offense that, yeah, Brandon Cooks is a nice player, but he's better as a two. You just keep letting guys go by the wayside here. Eventually, you got to pay one of these guys. And are you really going to allow a CeeDee Lamb holdout to kind of dictate a season where Dak Prescott could be his final year here, and Michael Ford. It almost feels like they want to go through a rebuild. They're just not committed to going through the rebuild.
Jeff Kerr is joining us here from CBSSports.com. As we talk about wide receivers with CeeDee Lamb, you mentioned Ja'Marr Chase. We know that the Cincinnati Bengals, their owner, their president, their GM, their judge, jury, executioner, Mike Brown, is known for being tight with the wallet. The man doesn't want to spend money. He's not going to spend anything. And even earlier today, he said it's unlikely that they do a deal with Ja'Marr Chase. When you look at the AFC North, the injury history of Joe Burrow, how competitive that division is, do the Cincinnati Bengals stand to take a step back?
Yeah, I mean, a step back from what? Last place, right, J.R.? Because didn't they finish last year, if I'm not mistaken? But, I mean, yeah, they did win 10 games. But, yeah, I mean, they could in this. In this division, I mean, Baltimore's still going to be really good. Cleveland, I think, is going to be really good. If Deshaun Watson ever becomes half the player they paid for, they could be a Super Bowl contender. Pittsburgh's always in the mix. I mean, they could if Ja'Marr Chase holds out. Look, the T. Higgins thing, I understand that. Look, he's a guy on a franchise player. He wants a long-term deal or else. And, he's not getting the tender, obviously. So I'm looking at it as, okay, you didn't get a long-term deal with T. Higgins, fine. Besides his tender, okay, you let him go after the season. But Ja'Marr Chase is the guy. You got to pay. You paid Joe Burrow, and Ja'Marr Chase loves Joe Burrow, and I'm sure Ja'Marr Chase loves him enough to come. But if they're not going to pay this guy, what are we talking about here? And it could get ugly because Cincinnati has had to retool the offensive line again. Joe Mixon's not back. They underwent a youth movement on defense. I did like the Geno Stone move at safety. I thought that was a good signing for them. And they always do seem to have a solid defense. I mean, I won't count them out, but if they don't have Ja'Marr Chase, it could be another rough year for Joe Burrow.
And Jeff Kerr is here with us from CBSSports.com, all things NFL. You know, we opened up this conversation by talking about Jordan Love and him holding in. And we saw what the Packers did at the end of last season. We saw what a team like the Texans did with their young quarterback in C.J. Stroud. Is there another team or two that you see kind of surprising folks and taking a leap into the playoffs this upcoming year?
Yeah, it was funny. Last year, my trendy pick to be the surprise team was, and again, they ended up becoming trendy for other reasons because a lot of teams thought they were going to be the Lions, based on all the primetime games. But yeah, this year, that's a really good question who I think could surprise. You know, if I'm going with a non-playoff team from last year, I think the Falcons have a good enough offense to get to the playoffs. You know, the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix stuff notwithstanding, it's Kirk Cousins. I mean, this team is a quarterback away from going to the playoffs two straight years, and they didn't do it. So I kind of expect Atlanta to snap that playoff drought this year. I like what they did with their offense, Rondale Moore with Darnell Mooney. Obviously, Drake London's a good player. You still got Bijan Robinson. You can use Kyle Pitts the right way. So I see them taking a step up. I think the Cardinals are going to be a lot better than people think. I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team, but they were a much better football team when Kyler Murray was back at quarterback last year. They upset the Eagles in Week 17. That was one of the more impressive wins of the season for anybody. So, you know, they're really committed to James Conner, running back, but I like what and you know, personally, I think Marvin Harrison could win Rookie of the Year. I mean, the guy, in my opinion, was the best player in the draft. I think he's going to be a stud for that team. So penciling in for Arizona, penciling in for Atlanta. Chicago's going to get a lot of hype with Caleb Williams, but that division is it's going to be tough. I think they'll go through their growing pains, even though it's a better roster. I like them. And the AFC, I'm just trying to think of AFC teams here. Maybe the Tennessee Titans if Will Levis continues to develop. And, you know, they had a sneaky good offseason, but it's a really tough division.
Yeah, very, very tough. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. You got Marvin Harrison, Rookie of the Year over Caleb. Is that how you cutting that?
Or are we going to go Jaden Daniels? Because I think that's who's going to win it. But I wouldn't be shocked at all if Marvin Harrison did win.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, tell everybody where they can keep up with you and all of your work, man.
Yep, you can find me on Jeff Kerr CBS, at Jeff Kerr CBS on X, and just search Jeff Kerr CBS Sports, and you'll find all my stuff on CBSSports.com.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Yep, thanks, JR.